the end of last year, we began discussing the sugya of sasal hamisnaneid or sasal namisnaneid. We noted two versions of Ravan, appears in the Mordechai, and the appears in the Mordechai as far as what the focus of sasal echad is. And then we saw Truma Sadeshan, where Truma Sadeshan is partially the source of the Ramah, but not fully the source of the Ramah. And Truma Sadeshan discussed the permissibility of a woman and her husband sitting in the same wagon to travel on an intercity trip. The Truma Sadeshan is talking in terms of the chiba that's potentially engendered in such a setting, but in a situation where they're traveling in the yearly year on a wagon, especially if one's in the front, one's in the back, that doesn't engender chiba, because by nature, that kind of travel is not an intimate act, even if it happens to be that husband and wife in this particular trip are traveling together alone. And he has a line, V'chein shamati shechilek echem ne'agdolim del'el v'yanoeg lahatir leishev yachad al-sasal k'shehu mechubar v'kosli habayis. So he quotes such a position that if you have a bench that is connected to the wall of the house, it's permissible for husband and wife to sit on the same bench. And this opinion distinguishes between if the sasal is talish and if the sasal is mechumer. Mechumer is okay. Talish is potentially problematic. And then he says, however, if you're going to travel the tiyul, that requires further analysis. So that last line we'll come back to in a little bit. But the Truma Sadeshan has a distinction between Mechubar and Tolish, does not have the distinction between Misnaneid and not Misnaneid. Where does that come from? So the Beis Yosef quotes from an Orchas Chaim Hilchos Nida Osir Aleph, where the Orchas Chaim has the formulation, Asur Leishe B'Safsal Shehi Yosheves in Eino Kavua. So you can't sit on a bench that your wife is sitting on if the bench is not kavua. Shelo tuchal na'ano ana va'ana. So 2 points. Number one, eno kavua. And the significance of eno kavua is shelo tuchal na'ano ana va'ana, that you can't cause any movement. That if you're on a bench where there's a possibility of one spouse causing movement that would be felt by the other, which may be reflected by the fact that it's Eino Kavua, or if it's Eino Kavua, that may be more likely to create such a situation. That is problematic. V'yesh matirim, in v'yesh adam echa b'neim. So we'll come back to that v'yesh adam echa b'neim momentarily. But that's where this distinction between misnanedas and ein misnanedas comes from. That's the Orchas Chaim. And the way the Ramah quotes this, as we saw briefly last time, to say, Asur Leishev Al Safsal Aruch She Misnanedes Ve Eina Mechuberes La Kosel Kishe Ishto Nida Yosheves Alav. So you can't sit on a bench that is moving and is not attached to the wall if Ishto Nida Yosheves Alav. So Mashmos there, that if it's attached to the wall, that solves all your problems, even if it's Misnanedes, right? But if it's only a chadul reyasa, potentially, if it's talush and not misnanedes, or mechuber and misnanedes, that would be okay. Yeah.
What's the milo of it being mechuber? Why does that remove any concern?
Okay, so let's try to explore that. So far we saw the Orchas Chaim with the lashon of in eino kavua shelatucha l'nano. That sounds like one sheds light on the other. That the significance of kavua versus not kavua is reflective of the ability to cause movement. If something is kavua, so then that's not going to typically cause a movement that'll be felt by the other. If it is not kavua, then you do have the potential of the effect of ninua. That's what it sounds like in the Yorchas Chaim. Truma Sadeshan, again, only have the distinction between mechuber and not mechuber. And the Tumas HaDeshen is only focused on Derechiva. So it sounds like Mechubar because of Yavayis, by nature, limits the potential Derechiva. If something is taller, so that's a more possibly intimate setting. If it's Mechubar, then that's less intimate and less Derechiva. But we'll move on to discuss. There are numerous possibilities as to what the primary concern by Safsal Hamisnanedes or Safsal Talish would be.
Just to clarify, Mechubar the Kotel doesn't necessarily, isn't Kotel Davka, right? Like it could be Mechubar the Karka, or the Kotel Davka?
In the Tumas HaDeshen, the lesson to a suggestion was that it's mutter if it's mechuber bekosle abayis, kemosher gilim lasos it's the both the veisachor for batei akayitz, vaya omer de ein lasor ella kishasafsal talish. So lahalacha we'll see momentarily that the poskim assume mechuber is lav davka because they are bias, but if you're asking the Tumas HaDeshen itself, where the only factor seems to be derechiba, and it distinguishes between mechuber because they are bias of its tavos beis chorif beis kayitz as opposed to talush, I'm not sure.
Like I don't a park know if it, bench.
I'm sorry.
Like a park bench where it's like cemented into the ground type of thing.
I would think for the Tumas HaDeshen that's also considered mechuber, and that's mechuber to something.
Right.
But if you have a heavy bench that happens to not be connected to anything, but isn't moving anywhere because it's so heavy, so l'halacha we would assume, by virtue of the fact that that's not misnaneh, that's going to be mutter, but in the kavua versus tallish equation to a suggestion, I'm not sure. Yeah.
And this is not from any Gemaras, right?
This is not from any Gemaras, correct.
It first appears in Tumas HaDeshen?
First appear. Well, the Ravan and Seredim Mibes Midrash Sharashi, Sefer Ora, have the Sefer Ora doesn't have that with it. No, but the Mordechai from the Ravan comes from Rashi, possibly. But it doesn't appear earlier than that. And the formulation of Misnanedes, that first appears in the later Rishonim. Okay. So, as far as the time of this din, Lemaisa, the Injumas HaDeshen, it's totally focused on Derechiba. Orchus Chayim, who introduces Misnanedes, doesn't really tell you explicitly what the concern is. If you look in the Taz of Katan Vav, this is going back on the Mechaber's din that we discussed previously of Lo Yeshev Demita. The Masha Afilu Yeshiva Ba'alba Velo Shkiva, the Yeshiva Nami Ika hear her. Fine. Aval Zavada, I'm skipping a little, Degam Yeshiva Shayach Bahira. Da Kosov of Mordechai, for among the other Samuch, the Asur Leishev Al Safsal Aruch. The Kosher Kain Yeshiva Benita Shalah, the Ika Hir Hurt Feth. So the Taz frames this din of Yeshiva Al Safsal Aruch as reflective of Hir Hur, as being a Chashash Hir Hur, and then in that context he says that's going to be Asur. Then Kol Shekei Yeshiva B'mita is going to be Aser, even without Shiva, because if there's Hir Hur Stam sitting on a bench together, there's definitely going to be Hir Hur sitting on her bed together. So the Taz sees an element, at least, of hear her as being behind the Isser of Safsal Echad, Safsal Arch. The Shach, the Nekuda Sakesef, doesn't like that. And he says, so he's arguing in the context of Yeshiva Mimita, but he says, don't be a raya from the Mordechai's din of Safsal, the Hasam Labisham Hirahu, Ella Kevan Demis No Dedes Havikinagia. And the reason for the Isser of Safsal has nothing to do with hear her. The problem is that if there's movement, and if you're causing movement that's going to impact your spouse, that's kit negia. You're not actually touching her, but causing movement that is going to affect her is kit negia. So even though the Mordechai himself from the Ravan has no mention of misnadedes, and therefore in the earlier presentation we've shown him, it's not a, the Isser is not a function of misnadedes or not, and even the Tumas Hadeshen later, there's no mention of misnadedes, and he frames it in terms of chiba, but the Shach focuses on the fact that lahalacha, the Isser is only if it's misnadedes, and that is kinegia. Or maybe sitting together on a bench is analogous to Shena Vimita. Even if there's not going to be any Nagia.
In terms of the Hirahur, is there something, is it just Hira that might like oscillate the hate, or is there something inherently problematic with Hirahur, like Avira, when one's wife is in Nita?
You're asking if we never divorce hear her from what hear her could lead to, but you're asking in principle, is there in principle is an issur of here alone if you could potentially isolate that and be sure that it wouldn't lead to any other error.
And the Shmuel fucking Malam about he thinks that here like here or here, if it's a choke, then it's fine to want it, like you want it, you should like want to eat the pork, but it's katumi not to, versus like if it's a mishpat, then you shouldn't even want to do it.
Not sure. In practice, it's not really going to make a nafkamina. Anyway, we assume la'alacha l'chumra that harchakos are, meaning back to that Ravan Raviyah question of the minute before she goes to the mikvah. So even though the Ramah quotes the possibility to make a nicer or me'achmir. So in practice, I don't think it make a difference, but in terms of the theory, I'm not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Yates goes further, or maybe further, maybe less far than the Shach. He says that the Isser isn't one of Kinegia, but of Negia Manish.
They might touch each other.
We're concerned they are going to actually touch each other. The Leishev al Satsal Ara Kashuo. He yoshev alav, asur lasheni leishev alav, and neishem misnaded, v'havi kinegia, aval koras kvedim she'enim misnadim, osasal kaved, kisei gedola is mutter. And that was the only question. That's what we assume lahalacha, but again, the Truma Sadesh himself, I'm not sure. The yesh matirim afilu besasal kal kisha adam acher masik v'neim. They lahashiv al zemi zavatar sheyashvil davar kal didid mahatar. Zav v'neishav zav matam yaseta. Vavakan heset ein iser rak. Vavakan heset ein iser rak negia. L'chein kashef ha-masik vader lo yigdu zeb azeh. So we'll come back to some of these details shortly. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that what's really governing this chashash is one of not kinagi, and not that by causing movement it's like you're touching her, even if you know for sure that you won't touch her, but we're worried that you may touch her. So if you're in a situation where you can ensure that there won't be nagiya, like Adam Hamasik, which we'll go back to, to them there's not going to be any iser. So the Nagiya Mamish is supposed to Kinagiya ultimately creates more kulos, because Kinagiya, that's going to always be the case. If you're asering causing movement, then if you're on a Sasol Misnande, you're always going to be causing movement. If the concern is Nagiya Mamish, so then there are ways of obviating the possibility of Nagiya Mamish. So even though the Truman Sadeshin himself, which is half of the source of the Ramah, though not the whole picture, emphasizes Derechiba, the notes of Kalim on the page say different things. Taz focuses on hear her, Shach focuses on Kinegia, and the Rav HaShulchan says Negia Mamish. And Rabbi Carr points out, this goes back to what we quoted from him last time, the resonance of Hilchos Tuma on some of these halachos. So he notes, this is in the Be'er Halacha, Sifkat and Yudches, from notes the Rambam, Hilchos, Mishkav and Moshav, Perichas, Halacha Zayin. Perichas, Halacha Zayin. Hazav ha-tahar, sheyashvu al hasasal, o al haneser. So if you have a zav and a tahar that are sitting on the same bench, sitting on the same plank, climbing up a flimsy tree, climbing up a ladder together, climbing up a ramp. Harezet Tameh. So all these situations where Bezav and Tahar are situated on the same platform, the Tahar becomes Tameh. Nenei Shehei Misnad Ninin Vahen. Because these platforms that the Zav and the Tahar are standing on together are shaking as a result of those standing on them, the bench or the plank or the ladder, etc. Uki'ilu hisid hazav esatar she'imo. And it's ki'ilu, the Zav causes movement of the Tahar. Aval, in yashvu b'svina gedola, she'enu yecholu lahasik ba'adam. But if they're traveling on a big boat, and then the movement of one of the passengers has no effect on the other passengers, or they're climbing on a strong tree, or a ramp that's mechubur betit, where there's not going to be any movement felt by one from the other, I raise that thought. So Rabbi Carr points out that this distinction between the hesed of a zav onto a tahor on a flimsy platform as opposed to a sturdy platform, maybe that's the distinction between kavua and talush in the Truma Sedeshen. That even though the Truma Sedeshen is not focused on nindut per se, at least not explicitly at all, but Rabbi Karp thinks that maybe, you know, that distinction between kavua and talush echoes this distinction in Hilchos Mishkav Moshav between the platforms that could make a Tahor Tameh if he's hanging out on them with the Zav, and platforms that would not. That's Rabbi Karp suggesting that maybe there's some resonance of that Tumah Halacha in this minug of Safsal, the distinction between Mechuber and Talish. Okay. Now, as far as the carve-out, back to the Ramah, the Yesh Matirim Kisha Adam Afir Masik V'Yoshe B'nei. So again, the Ramah Pashup Shat is talking about an Isser on a Kosel Talush that is Misnad Nedes. And even there, Yesh Matirim, if someone is Mastik the Yoshev between husband and wife. What does it say in parentheses? Aguda the Truma Sadesha. So in the Aguda writes, Adam Acher O Teva, that we're matir if between the two people, the husband and wife sitting on the bench, is either another person or a teva, a box, an object. The Ramah only mentions the Adam, he doesn't mention teva. So the Bali Yisholchan leaves that as a tzarech ion. Is there a Ramah's omission daft or not? Is there a Ramah saying it's only mutter if you have Adam Acher but not a teva? That's what Piskei Das is in Halacha. Rabbi Karp in the Be'er Halacha here thinks that this may be viduyuk as a machlok as the Orchas Chaim and the Aguda. The Orchas Chaim that we quoted before. Os Yud Aleph said Yesh Matirim Im Yesh Adam Echa Bene. The Orchas Chaim only mentions Adam, and the Aguda mentions either Adam or Teva. So he suggests that the way the Orchas Chaim formulated the Minag, the Isser, the Minag of an Isser, the Orchas Chaim formulated it in terms of the Nidna. So the Orchas Chaim is focused on the Nimnud involved. And maybe his take on Nimnud is that that leads to Hergal Dovar. If you're worried about the possibility of Hergal Dovar slash the Chiba that the Taz was the hearer slash kiva that the Taz is bothered by. Well, so the hearer of the Taz, or maybe the chiva of the Trumas Hadeshen. So that maybe is only properly obviated with the person sitting between them. And if it's the environment that's going to lead to intimacy, so if you have a box between you, that's not necessarily going to remove the intimacy of the environment. If you have a person there, that definitely does remove the Hergal Davar possibility. So maybe for the Orchas Chaim, who's focused on Nidnud, that's more Hirhur slash Hergal Davar oriented, and therefore only an Adam can be Masig and not a Teva, as opposed to the Aguda doesn't tell you what the Chashash is, but maybe he's more concerned about a Chashash Negiah. So if there's a concern of Chashash Negiah, so anything that's going to separate the husband from wife could remove Chashash Negiah. So that's the question in Poskim. Does a Teva or a pocketbook, let's say, solve the problem? So Bali Yashocha leaves that as the Tzarif Ian in the Be'urin Giramasko Fisha Adam. Piskei Das thinks object doesn't work. Gufe Halacha thinks that an object does work. And Rabbi Willig is noted that way as well. He thinks the Iker is more like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Chashash is of Negia, and therefore if you have a Teva or Pakabuk between husband and wife, that would remove the Chashash Negia.
He thinks that the Ramah thinks that too? he thinks that
No, the Arfa Shulchan thinks that the Rama would say that, meaning
there's lav dafka that he left out.
Lav dafka that, yeah, meaning that who I did, it's lav dafka. I mean, that's how the Baal HaShulchan can raise the question. Is it dafka, is it lav dafka? Okay. Now, yeah.
How do we make the jump from a teva to a pocketbook? Is it a teva much larger?
How do you know? It could be a small teva.
It's
not teva's noach. How do we know how big a teva is?
So we're assuming, you know,
it's something that could be mafsik. So anything of, so not a ring, but you need more than the hecker in Shulchan Echad, but if it's significant enough that it would remove a chashash negiah, so then that should be sufficient.
Teva is just an example for an object.
That's, yeah, I think everyone would say a teva is lav dafka. It doesn't mean you have to something special about a teva, whatever a teva means. It doesn't mean you're bringing a closet and putting the closet between you.
What about a clutch?
A what?
A clutch.
A clutch? What's a clutch?
They're like kind of like pocketbooks, but they're just like hard plastic, smaller a little bit.
I don't know, it probably depends on whether, if you're going to take this approach, so then so whatever would remove the chashash negiah, I think. Okay, so this is potentially more relevant rather than sitting on a bench, but more relevant to whether this applies to traveling on carts. So that's famous chuvas of Ramosha. Yoridei chelik aleph siman sadi beis, chelik aleph siman sadi beis. The inyan im mutter leilech im ishto nida b'mashin mechonit mitzad hanidda. So are we worried if you're traveling in a car, cars move? So is that equivalent to a safsal hamis nad nedes? Quotes the Rama. All right, we didn't read the next one, Rama. Sorry. The chaylo yelach and ishto ba'gala achas o b'svina achas im holeich rak derech tiol kigol meganosa part the sin holeich miyer leir lesarfav mutter af vishu vishu heim levadan b'vach yeshu v'derech shalo yizu zebezeh shu emes hadesh. So says Rav Moshe, hinei the Ramah quotes the din of ba'gala u'svina that is mutter miyer leir b'chim shu emes hadesh and is only specific about l'tiol. Says Rav Moshe, "Umashin adif misvina shel Rama." That our cars are better than whatever boats they have in Krakow. The kavanaso lisvina kitana shemisna nedes mitzad haisha. That the kind of svina or agala that the Rama, based on the Shuvah Tzedeshim, is worried about, maybe it's aser b'makom tiyol. That's talking about a small boat or a very rickety carriage. The machine, ukesvina gadola, but our cars are like big boats. She'ein hadninu klal b'shul yeshiva. Cars move, but the movement in a car has nothing to do with the passengers in the car. V'mke yoser notesh shiva machine afla tiyul yeshul hatir both in shul yigazav zayidei aninu. And therefore, cars even better, you'd be more inclined to be master even with tiyul, which we'll get to. Especially if there's no chashash negiah. You go in behulaf nin dehilach or itcha. Or afim akam echad and refokin zemizet. Or it's definitely okay if he's in the front seat, she's in the back seat. Or if they're not next to each other, he's in the driver's seat, she's in the passenger seat, and there's something between them. Or if they're an opposite seats in the back, but there's an empty seat in the middle. Then Oda Nashim Badi Ishlaptim, if there are other people in the car, even better. Ubifrach, Esam Issa Yeshiva, Sasalecha, Duchumer Ba'alma, Ayn Shamatu Tadesh. The whole thing is a Chumer anyway. So, Ramosha thinks that traveling in a car, there's no, as long as you remove any Chashash Nagiyah, there's no Chashash of Ninnu, that's not a Sasla, that's not Ne, that's not the Svina Kitana of the Rishonim. And therefore, if you are able to solve any potential chashash negiah, there's no problem traveling in a car. We'll see in a few moments, even litiyol, possibly. Then Rav Moshe writes in second gabe, Chelik Beis Ayin Zayin, Beis Ayin Zayin. B'dvar Lisa the machine, Shekasati, Sheesh Lahatri, Oven Shalay Yugas Ebazer, who af in Yiye Ninud Me Acher Ninud, Neachar Sheinza Machmasa. So even if the car is moving, it's not because of her, because the machine is a Dover Kovic. B'lachain, Yesh Lahatir, Gamim Ira Sheesh Ninud Gam Machmasa, Mitzad of Safsal, Sheoshin Jehurach. So even if you have a flimsy car or flimsy seat, and there is some movement that's generated by the seat, still the whole car is considered mechuber lekarka because of its weight. And the Rambam assumes, where Moshe explains, as we began with earlier, that if something's mechuber lekosel, then even if it's misnat nedes, that's not a problem. And then there isn't even need for a hefsek. As long as you are not sitting next to each other, mamish, in a way that there's going to be a chashash negia, there's no iser of sasa misnadne, there's no problem of a gul or a spina katana, even if there may be some ninud that's at worst analogous to a safsal kavua.
She doesn't have to be sitting in the back. She
could even
be in the front seat.
So for Moshe, even if he's all things being equal, front and back is good, better. Even if he's in the driver's seat, she's in the passenger seat. That's okay. Remote. I wouldn't recommend that you should have your wife sit in the back seat when you're alone in the car. Probably not good for Shalom Bayis. And for a Moshe, it doesn't sound like it's necessary. As long as there's no chashash negia in our cars, there's enough of a hefsek between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. So there's no chashash negia. The Moshe would say heter gomer. Okay. Rabbi Eider, footnote Shintes Ayin, quotes from the Chazon Ish. And the Tshuva printed in Sefer Taras Bas Yisrael. The Chazon Ish writes, Aval Banu Lesser Lagamri Hayeshiva Ba'oto. If we're going to aser traveling together in a car, Anu Mevi'im Esrov Ha'ola Lidei Nisoyon Shemivnei Abusha Einam Yecholim Lahasik Beineim. So if there are other people in the car, it'll be embarrassing to have a hefsek. Umutav lasos kedin milavor al hadin. The Chazon Ish says, if you're going to aser cars and assume that a car is a din of a sasa misnadneh where you need a hefsek, and even if they're not sitting mamish next to each other, so then that'll be too much for people to handle. And then that's like the crazy placey that we began with, that if you're going to go too far and be machmir too much, then people are going to be misrashel even on the ikar halachos of harchakos. Now, this is relevant to buses as well, or other forms of public transportation. Rav Elsner points out that Rav Moshe was makel by buses also, but you have to figure out, is the ikar chashash of nidnud, or per se, or of negia? Because on a bus, if you're sitting next to each other in a bus, there is a chashash negia. See, the Rav says, so what are you going to say? So if you worry, so you're going to sit on a bus, or for that matter, if you're in the back of a car, and you'll say, okay, have someone else sit between husband and wife. So aside from the busha factor, that even worse. So now instead of a kashash nagiya with you and your wife, it's a kashash nagiya of someone else and your wife. So Rav Elzner says, what can you do? So if there's no breira, so then you have to rely on a davar matzik. That if you're sitting on a bus, you're sitting in a car, in the situation where there is a kashash nagiya, he's talking about on a bus. So if there are two separate benches, better. But if not, so then you have no choice but to rely on a davar matzik, rely on a pakubik or something like that. So the only real challenging situation where this could come up in a car is if you're sitting with your wife in the back seat, and there are three people in the back seat. So then you have to figure out, that's the situation you should try to avoid, being put in that situation, which usually could be avoided. I mean, there aren't that many times, you're going to be sitting in the back seat of a car with your wife.
Definitely like going to weddings and stuff.
You're maybe the first couple of years of marriage, but after a certain point, I can't think of, been many, many, many years since I could even think of having to deal with or think of such a situation. Once you're at a certain stage, a kamat doesn't happen. But where it happens, you have to chacham in a barosho. So if you're stuck, so then you can't have someone else sit between you. So then you have to sit next to each other, and you do your best to avoid a chashash negiya. Okay. Yeah.
What about like someone who could obviate the concern? So let's say like your sister, where you wouldn't have an issue with yourself, but she also wouldn't have an issue with your wife.
So all things being equal, that would be, could be better, but it's unlikely that that wouldn't create an awkward busha situation. Which, if there's a way to use a davar matzik, meaning you should try to avoid being in that situation. But if you're stuck, so then rely on a davar matzik and try your best to avoid any negiya.
Is it like Rav Moshe's other chuv about being on buses with women, like shomer negiya in general? Would that apply to this, or like it's a different negiya?
This is worse because we're more machmir in some level on harchakos, even by negiya shel b'derech chiva. We're more machmir with your wife than with other people, potentially. Okay. So then, Rav Moshe in Chayli Bey Simon Pei Gimel, Chayli Bey Simon Pei Gimel, that Tiulim, Bidvar Lelechus Yachad Lelakeris El Chavirim O Letiul. So, can you travel together to pay a social visit? Or Letiul? Eini Roa Bezeshia Isser. When the Ramah talks about it, in the context of an agal or a sfina, there the iser is mitzad hayeshiva biyachad, where there ain't truth of mishum dog, where there's no worry in the world. So they're worried about kirav das, the avoli de negiya. But if you're going with teal on a walk, so then there's no such kashash. And if you're going in a car, so as Rav Moshe writes, he wrote earlier, then we're not really about worried about cars in this context at all. And then Rav Moshe writes, back to the, we were talking about a minute ago, Mashakasav, Shulai Tov Yosef, Shadam Akhir Yasi Bineyim. So if husband and wife sit in the back, maybe we should have someone else in the middle. So that'll be worse to have someone else sitting next to your wife. Barak, as Ilan said, in Mamasaku Avia Lafia, but no, Ima Machosa Shabal Mutter. Okay. But as far as Tiul, Rav Moshe says, going on a teal in and of itself isn't a problem. You're going for a walk. And in a car, we're makel on cars b'chlal, that's not included in the Ramah's concern. So that's taking a stand somewhat on what exactly the Tshuva Sadesha meant when he said maybe a teal will be worse, and what the Ramah means when he says that a teal will be worse. So Badi Shulchan points out that this is a machlokas Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan, Badi Shulchan Tzadi Gimel, that the Chachmas Adam understood that there's no independent Isser of Tiyul per se, that the Jewish suggestion is just focused on the Isser of Safsal. And as far as the Isser of Safsal, we're more makel than Malkum Sorach. And that's how the Chachmas Adam understood the Ramah, based on the Jewish suggestion. That if you're going with Tiyul, so all things being equal, if there's no Sorach in the world, then we wouldn't even be Matir a gal achas at all, but where there's a tzorach or matir, tiyol, there's no tzorach, therefore you have to be machmir, but tiyol is only relevant in the context of safsal. And the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like there's an independent isser of tiyol, nothing to do with the mode of travel, that going on a tiyol with your wife in and of itself is a problem of chiba v'hergal davar. That's the Aruch HaShulchan in Os Kaf. Kishinosin litiyol, yeshkir das harbe, v'chashin litakala. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, even going for a walk would be potentially problematic based on his understanding of the Tshuva Sadeshen and Rama. Rabbi Morgenstern, page Kuf Samachay, quotes that Rabbi Yashiv would quote this Aruch HaShulchan lahalacha. But he would note that if the husband and wife go on regular walks as part of their routine, go for a walk on a weekly basis, come what may, so then even Rabbi Yashiv thought you could be makel. For the Chachmas Adam, it's Hatter Gomer. For the Chachmas Adam, there's no independent Isser Tiyol outside of the discussion of Safsal. And Rabbi Vadya, page Kuf Mendalid, writes that Aser going for a walk is the Chum Yisera, Ein Lanu Lahosif, Chumros Yiseros, Midatein. Rav Osner points out that even if there's no formal Isser Tiyol, but you have to be responsible, that if you're traveling on a scenic trip, that may not be advisable. And Yiver Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Eider, page 201, saying that if they're traveling somewhere, in his English, for a good time, so then that would be problematic, as opposed to if they're traveling somewhere, quote, for getting fresh air or relaxation, that would be mutter. So generally speaking, it's not recommended to go on a vacation when your wife is bimei nidusa. And that's definitely something that engenders chiba yisera. I saw Rabbi Neuberger in his Ha'aras to the Rabbi Sobolowski Sefer writes that if you're dealing with a young couple who, because of work constraints and other scheduling constraints, are only able to schedule a vacation, bimei tumasa, he thought that if you have proper gedarim in place, it could be allowed. And Rabbi Willett said something similar, that if, let's say, you have a vacation planned, and unexpectedly pierce Hanida, and you can't reschedule, and there'd be a hasimama, or you can't easily reschedule. Again, if you act sensibly and responsibly, that could be it's acceptable.
This is
good. This is kind of
a
closest
for the Aruch
Shulchan. No, independent of the Aruch Shulchan. I mean, it's even the Aruch Shulchan is a machmir. We don't assimilate the Aruch Shulchan, but even so, they're tiyulim and they're tiyulim. So you know, stop to go for a walk. We generally assume that's okay. That's part of normal interaction between husband and wife. But to go on a vacation, which is a once in a long time thing, it's just a more intimate setting. That would be ill advised to be made to masa.
Ill advised, but not like aser. It's not based on like we're not saying that we think part of the mashita is that you can't go on teal. It's more just like as good eat, so you can do this.
Okay.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you could say it like that. Just one more ha'ara on Sasla Misnandeid. This may or may not be relevant to Sasla Misnandeid, but back to our discussion of Mita Achas, so the Badi HaShulchan, I think, raises the possibility of being Nekel on a bunk bed. The husband and wife should both be sleeping on a bunk bed. But others are Machmir. Rabbi Willard thought that no, maybe that should be us because the Sasalam is not made, because there is, you know, it's heavy, but it could be there's some movement that's engendered from one bed to the other. And maybe that's like the shocks kinagia. I think most of the contemporary Sarm assume that a bunk bed would be problematic. Okay, so let's move on now to Sezayin. Lo yistakel afilu ba'akva, v'lo menkomas mechusam shabbat. So a husband, b'nei nidusa, is also yistakel in any uncovered part or any part of his wife that's typically covered. Ramah v'almote yistakel ba menkomas agluyim afapi shenene v'ri'iyasa. The Pisca Shuva goes over here, Sukkot and Yud, Sarach Iyun, Imutu Lishmoa Kol Samashal. You're allowed to listen to your wife sing, Dimei Nidusa. May Arkha the Gemara Shabbos Yud Gimel, Makishish, and Nidalashis Re'eu. Rakhi Yichud Shari, Sugad B'Shosh Shanim. So just like it's us there to hear Kol Zemer Shal any other woman, be asked to hear kol zemer of your wife, bimei nidusa. The Pesach Shuvah leaves that as a sarach iyun. Rav Avadya is matir, even though he says a machmer tava ola bracha. Rabbi Willig is makel on this. In Rosh Hashanah Sa'aros on the Rabbi Sobolevsky Sefer, he's machmer. And the most of contemporary poskim are machmer on this. So says Rabbi Borgeser Mishem Rav Yashiv, in the Sefer Valeyu Lo Yibo, which is a collection of conversations that the author had with Rav Shlomo Zalman over many years. Rabbi Stepansky. So he writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel on Kol Zemer of Ishto Nida. Ramosha is no de la Hafmir. But then he makes another ha'ara, which is a kula. Chelik beis yoridei simon ayin hei, chelik beis simon ayin hei. So he goes to Pesach Tshuva about kol zemer ishto. He says Pesach Tshuva is the tzarachian. Therefore, may a ro'i lahachmir. What about had a wife uncovering her hair in the presence of her husband at home? Bimei nidusa. Is that included when the Mechaber says, "Hello, Mekama Samachusim Shabba"? Is that included in Mekama Samachusim? See, Ramosha says, on one level, it's better than Mekama Samachusim, because our women are typically not Machmir like Kimchis, like the Rishami Numa of Kimchis, who was Zochet to children of Kohanim Gadolim because she always covered her hair, and even Korah's basin never saw her hair. So most women aren't machmir ad kedei kach, and therefore, in principle, a woman need not cover her hair when she's home alone with her husband. And if that's the case, that the woman doesn't cover her hair at home, then maybe that's not considered varma mechusim for purposes of becoming a mechusim for purposes of this din. After all, ksuvas ayin beis azhar lebenos Yisrael shelo yetsu b'piru arosh. Rambam Yitzia b'shuk. Eben Ezra kaf aleph lo se lach lebenos Yisrael piru arosh b'shuk. If it was the case that a woman had to cover her hair 24 hours a day at home for at least a third of a month, a third to a half of a month, so then Chazal and Rishonim should have picked up on that. Why are they only talking about Bashuk? He says, "Chay mistaber l'dina, mikol makom kol ma'amar minyanim elu mishubach." So all being things being equal, meshuvah to be machmir, but Moshe thinks not necessary. It means mekomos hamechusim at home, kishein sham rak baila, o kishein shamish. How does a woman dress at home when no one else is home? Along the Saber Cloud, the Kavanah Lemakama Samachusim Kishalchus Bashuk, Mitzne Inchi Achrini, Shetzvichas Alechas Mitzneas Yoser. So there's a different standard of Sneas when you're out in the street than when you're home with your husband. So even though Moshe says a few times, Samachmer Meshubach, Moshe thinks, May Iker Adin, there's no need for a woman to cover her hair. You may need to do so when she's home with her husband.
Can you just repeat where that truth is?
Chelek beis siman ayin hei yoredei. Chelek beis siman ayin hei. So according to Rav Moshe, in principle, the gather of mekomos hamechusim for purposes of this halacha are mekomos that are typically mechusa when a woman goes out bashuk, but not when she's home with her husband, and therefore, in principle, a woman need not cover her hair at home in front of her husband when she is a nida. Did anyone's wife's college teacher give contrary instructions to that? Didn't think so. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it sounds like the orientation is more lahatmer on this. Piskei Das, Perek Zayin Ha'arahei, V'Shem Rafal Yashiv. He says that the whole thrust of our chakos is to avoid Kir Das. So anything that's not typically covered bashuk, anything that is typically covered bashuk, could potentially engender kiruv das. So Rabbi Morgenstern says this even applies to the thickness of stockings. That if a woman goes outside with a certain thickness of stocking, then b'mei nidusa, she couldn't walk around the house with a thinner stocking. And lo mi boy, with no stocking. So quotes Rabbi Morgenstern from Rav Yashiv. You look at Rabbi Neuberger's Ha'aretz on the Rabbi Sobolovsky Sefer, it sounds like he's a little more, at least his Mesorah from the Eretz Yisrael Poskim, is more L'chumra on covering hair at home, although he quotes there not super akadeka. You take a look.
A lot of this is a little unavoidable. I mean, she's just going to have to go to sleep at some point.
So that's what the Eretz Yisrael post can sound like. She has to cover her hair when she goes to sleep. That's what Rabbi Neuberger quotes from someone there. I forget that if she fell off in the middle of her sleep, you don't have to wake her up to put it back on. Okay. So moving right along, we'll try to finish this up in the next few minutes. So we already, yeah, Sifchas, Begadol L'Meini Dusa aren't really knowing these days. You know, some of the contemporary poskim say, as far as say, maybe she should wear something that only her husband knows about. I don't think that's so nahug. Sifchas is because she tira lo l'skasha meini dusa, el kadesh lo t'skan lo baila. But the poskim say that it should be done with in a responsible way, that a woman should put on a normal amount of makeup and dress in a presentable fashion, but not in a not in the extreme. Then we already learned Sif Yud through Sif Yud Gimel, and we touched on Sif Yud Aleph. It all applies to Yivei Libuna as well. Sif Tes Vav, Sif Tes Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin is the halachos of what gives or what could give in a holy situation. So we're not going to go through this now because a little bit short on time. And the basic Gedarma, there are a number of, it's a very case-specific analysis because there are a number of factors that need to be addressed in terms of, well, number one, if he's sick, that may be a little bit more chamer than if she's sick. And if it's a kind of lower grade or chakos like Hoshata and Meziga that were much more inclined to be Megalon than a Hachaka that involved potentially Nagia, but even Nagia, there may be grounds to be Megal if there's a real need and there's no one else who can service the Chola. Paul can talk about if you are going to do something that involves Nagia, Rabbi Morgan said, of the Yasha, better to use gloves. Rabbi Yashiv also says that if you have a choice between having another woman, not your wife, assist you rather than your wife, maybe that's better. That may be that maybe not everyone agrees to that. But that's the end of the simon over here. So we'll, I'm not going to talk about that now. Yeah.
Next question on Ches.
On Ches.
About Big Danita.
Yeah.
We're not mocked for nowadays because.
Fundamentally, it's really a Tyros oriented halacha. I mean, you may, at the time, if you're an Akbid unto a Tara, so you needed to know publicly who's Tamin and who's Tar. So now, you know, there's no Tyros connection anymore. Meaning, this is from the notion of Huxaka Nida Vishkanaseh, Gemara and Ksubis. So a way a woman was Huxaka Nida Vishkanaseh was the way that she dressed, a certain Begadim Yechadim. I don't know, it is here in Shulchan Aruch, based on Gemara, I don't know historically if in the time of the Mechaber women were wearing different Begadim. I don't know if anyone has researched that. But I don't get the sense that it's been a hug for centuries.
I mean, his notion is Kedeshi Zochum Tamashi Nida.
Yes, that's really a Taurus based concern. And now we're not Makran and Taurus. Okay. So just to conclude, yeah. So just to conclude, the last line in the Ramah, in the Simen, is a reference to something we've alluded to a couple times before. So we'll just flesh it out a drop now, and then with that we'll close. This is what we saw last time on the Sefer Ora, who was skeptical about this minhag. What are we worried about? That she's Tameya? If we're worried about she's Tameya, then no one should go to Shul because we're all Tameya. And what about single women? But this does have, this is sourced in Rishonim. If you look in, the Dr. Moshe just sent it to Ora Chaim, but if you look in the Ramah just sent you Torah Chaim, but if you look in the Darkei Moshe here in Os Ches, he quotes some of the Rishonim. So let's look at that together for a moment. He quotes in the Shari Dura a few lines in, so Katan Ches. V'gam ein lo lahaskir es Hashem kol yimei nidusa. The woman shouldn't mention Shem Hashem yimei nidusa. And she shouldn't walk into shul while she's seeing that. So that formulation is, you shouldn't walk into shul when she's actively bleeding. V'rashi makul l'kayim for days k'nes es akam l'shana. V'bagos sham v'yor zeruah kasav v'yesh nashim nim nos mileil for days k'nes es miliga v'sefer k'ayim eni dusa v'yesh einim espalos k'shehein achorei nida v'yafa hein osas. Then he quotes on the Trumas Hadeshin and Pesachim, Al Anoshim Mishas Nidosan Emes Hitarti Lehen V'yamino Ra'im L'chi Agavna Sherabos Misasvos Bitzibor V'hema Yamdu B'chutz. So the Trumas Hadeshin was matir, even though there was a prevailing minhag for women not to come to Shul, Bimei Nidusan, or at least Bimei active Nidusan, but he was matir Yamdu Ra'im because it wouldn't be right to exclude them when everyone else is in Shul. So they would just be careful not to look at the Sefer Torah during Hagbah. Then he quotes from Binyam Zev, Jewish Binyam Zev, in the Binyam Zev, Amina Kedivre Shari Dura. About Yoledes. Okay. So the Ramah just sends you to Or HaChaim, where the Ramah writes there in a Zagah in Peches. That's Rashi, which we saw in the Sefer over last time. Aval aminah b'medina seilu k'svar rishona. So even though mi'ikar adin, there's no reason for women not to go to shul, aminah b'medina seilu k'svar rishona. Will be made libu nagu hetter. But the minhag was only when she's actively sing dam, not be made libuna. Vafilu b'magim shenagu hachber b'yam nerom ki agav nesharab nesasur leilu b'yitza knesses mitar leilu b'yitza knesses k'shar nashim. So it wouldn't be right emotionally to force women out of shul when everyone else is there, either Yom Nerayim or other special occasions. It says in Mishabur, there's a Katan Zion, who Medina say no, so the Ramah says his minhag was, the minhag in this time was women didn't go to shul. It says in Mishabur, Medina say no, the minhag is they do, just makbid not to look at the Sefer Torah during Hagbah. And then when the Ramah says Yom HaNerah is an exception, Mishabruah says Yom HaNerah means from the first night of Slichos and Huadin for an Ufraf or a Yoledes who comes to Ben Shkomel. Basically any occasion where the expectation would be to go to Shul, you would go to Shul. But the Mishabruah says that in his time the only remnant of this practice was not to look at a Sefer Torah. And my sense is that nowadays, despite the fact that all the Kirsten Svarim quote this, I don't think, even the Kirsten Svarim say that if a woman normally goes to Shul every Shabbos, so then there's no reason she shouldn't go to Shul every Shabbos. But my sense is that people aren't, this isn't really on people's consciences. I assume that none of your wife's college teachers told them not to go to Shul be made in Dusan. Okay. But Piskei Tshuva quotes a related halacha here, a related minhag, sorry, in Sivkat Yutes, and this will close. Kasim Sefer Chamudi Daniel Tzav Yad, Nagu Anashim Shalom Leil Chav Beis HaChayim Lispalo Bimei Nidusa. The minhag was that women wouldn't go to cemeteries Bimei Nidusa. So what is this based on? So if you look in the actual Chamud Daniel Tzav Yad that we now have in print. Interesting. So, first of all, he quotes about the original halacha or minhag of not going to shul. That's only bimei nidusa, not bimei libuna. And he says all that means that when she's actively bleeding. So, even if a woman stops bleeding on day two, she just can't do a hefsek tahara until day five because of the chumros of poletes. But as far as this minhag is concerned, the minhag doesn't apply once she stops actively bleeding. And then he says, there's a minhag not to go to a Beis HaChayim. Why? V'nachon hu. The gamzeh hamakom kadoshu. This is also a makom kadosh. It sounds like he didn't explain earlier, but it sounds like the reason to avoid going to shul is because it's a makom kadosh. This is also a makom kadosh. Mishkan and nefashos hakadoshos. This is the abode of the nefashos hakadoshos. Then he writes, once Shavas of Thomas fell on day 5, Lurias of a certain woman. Apparently the minhag was everybody went to the cemetery in Shavas of Thomas. And she had such a minhag slash something even the Torah's nether. So he told her, do a bedik on day 4. If the bedik is clean, then you go to the cemetery on day 5. And don't tell me that you're worried that if she does bedik on day 4, she'll think that that's a good hefsetara, because Eilanu lives or gzeros meyatzme. He says, Efshar, that maybe you should be machmir not to go to the cemetery until you go to the mikvah, because you're worried about ruchos ros. But he says, don't worry about the ruchos ros, because ein lanu esek v'nistaros raka niklos lanu vanenu ad olam. So at least you have, aside from his presentation of this minhag, you have a little bit of the time of the minhag, that some way a beis hakvaros like a shul is a makom kadosh, and that's why a woman who is benidusa should avoid it. In the Sefer Mari Kohen, Rabbi Reuben, page Zion, he writes that if there's a yard site, if there's a family event, everyone's going to the cemetery and she's embarrassed not to go, she definitely should go. He calls them Rav Vosner. In that case, maybe she shouldn't go mamish next to the kever. Rav Vosner, Shiri Shemir Levi, raises the following question. He quotes, the Chamude Daniel distinguishes between Yemei Nidus and Yemei Liduna, both for cemeteries and for shuls. For the Chai Adam, only says that by a shul, not by a cemetery. The Chai Adam, by a shul, you can go in Bimei Libuna, but a cemetery only after she goes to the mikvah. Why should that be? So suggests Rav Vosner, maybe there are two different reasons, not like the Chamudia Daniel, for why, and you need to explain the Chai Adam, maybe there are two reasons for this minhag, that a cemetery is different than a shul. When it comes to a shul, the reason not to go, and this maybe is a little bit more sensible than the Kedusha element, which is what the Sefer Ora could understand, then maybe in a certain level there's a bit of Niyas Uganai, that if a woman is actively bleeding, so maybe it's a little bit Mishum Niyas Uganai to walk into a shul. So that's why it made sense that the minhag only was not to go to a shul when she's actively bleeding. But when it comes to Beis HaKvaros, he says there, maybe there's a concern of the Tziruf of Tumas Nida of Tumas Ameis. So maybe there were more Machmir. Okay. Even here, my sense is that common practice, at least in these parts, is not to be overly concerned with a nida going to cemeteries. So we're not so concerned about shuls, we're not so concerned about cemeteries, at least in our, at least where we find ourselves. Yeah?
Shari Dura, women didn't make brachos on their nida.
So it sounds like the onen for Tumansira. I don't know. Maybe without Shem Machus. So it sounds like. Yeah.
We're not Machmir on looking at the Torah. I'm not looking at the Torah.
I don't think so.
And I've,
anyone have other instruction?
I actually heard that women should lean from the Torah.
So that's what Rabbi Forst writes. That this is Rabbi Forst writes that you can tell us to your hosts where you were 2 weeks ago that this is the reason or a reason you see from here that women shouldn't dance in the Torah and Simchas Torah.
Even though we're not mocking about it the rest of the year on Simchas Torah, we're
not about it. Even not about women dancing with the Torah?
Oh, he's saying even though we're making all about going to shul, we're not about holding the Torah.
Correct. Or looking, or he sounds. It sounds like he thinks he should be machmir looking at the Sefer Torah, also. But yeah.
Why do you think the Shabur brings down only the Hagvah part about seeing the Osios and not the rest of the Hagvah in terms of Dash and all the earlier Ashkenaz?
So he's quoting that from the Chai Adam. So that's one of the Rishonim that the Darkei Moshe quoted. So it sounds like Chai Adam thought that was the bit of the minhag that still resonates. I don't know on what basis.
Yeah.
Right. It seems like almost like it's clustered. Like there's this Indian, maybe like related to the rising up and the, all this
right.
Region of seeing, like we were saying, and then all of a sudden it loses.
Right. It's hard to understand really how to trace all this, and you know, there's a loss of determined possibility. I happen to think that what Ravavner suggests about Mias maybe is more sensible, as which would limit it to only when she's actively seeing Dham. Yeah, at least understand where the mingo is coming from.
You were also saying that from your side, just be explicit, similar to Ravavner, that like it just maybe you shouldn't doubt when you're dirty. It doesn't explain the cemetery part though so well.
Right, the cemetery is clearly later, meaning the cemetery, that's the Chambudi Zeniel. The going to Shul is in Rishonim. Okay, fine, so stop here.